Welcome to the Authority of Love. My name is Greg Williams, and thanks for joining me on the Authority of Love broadcast or podcast. And as promised at the close of yesterday's program, we are going to take a look at how our lives should reflect who we ultimately are in Christ. If we're believing and trusting in Him and His Word, then it should definitely shape our thinking, our lives, our relationships, our entire heart, our mind, and our being. I pray that you are growing and learning to love God and to love who you are in Him. That's the only way we can truly love others. Go back and check out the entire series for the first time or maybe again, and check out the one before that, a bridge series on love, truth, and love in God's Word, and prior to that, the names of God. You could do that at wjmm.com. You can do part of that, okay? At WJMM.com, click on the podcast tab and the Love and Lordship links, and you'll get today and the previous 2 days. But you can go to our ministry website, loveandlordship.com, loveandlordship.com, and you'll find all of the podcasts and videos and articles. There's many of them there. You can also click on the icon in the middle of the homepage and get our book. So I encourage you to do that, and I'd love to hear from you. Email me at loveandlordship@gmail.com. Loveandlordship@gmail.com. Let's start a conversation about what this walk in Christ and what it means to be a disciple of Christ and a part of His church and who we are in Christ. Let's explore that and go deeper in that. Help one another. Thank you for those who have done that and encouraged us and gotten in the conversation. I certainly appreciate that. Now, we've learned that we are accepted and belong to God in Christ, that we are safe and secure in Him, and that we are of great value to Him, and He esteems us of inestimable worth in Christ. That should reflect in how we live our lives, how we relate to others. In other words, how we love as He loves us and has commanded us to love. This reflection is found in no better way than our message today that shows us and others what our ultimate identity is to reflect. It should be reflected in a heart and a life of gratitude. Think about this. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says this. This is our ultimate identity. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. As we celebrate this new identity, dying to the old person and living in the new man or woman that God has recreated us to be because of Christ and who we are in Him, we have everything to be thankful for. Why wouldn't every part of our lives, every relationship, even our very motives and thoughts be that of gratitude? And it should change how we look at everything and everyone else. Stay with me here as we wrap up this series on our identity in Christ today. And I pray you are not only thankful, but are becoming more confident and content, and therefore humble. Remember in our book, The Authority of Love, second edition, we talk about humility from Scripture. I show it in Jesus' life and in the Word, that humility is being confident and content in who you are in Christ, so you can willingly submit and put others above you. In doing so, then we can love the new self that He's recreated us to be in His kingdom and for His glory. Because I am, you are, all those who are a believer and follower, a disciple of Jesus Christ, we are personal witnesses to Him in and through how we live. Acts 1:8 told the disciples who had waited for Him there, "You will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, to the uttermost parts of the earth." How's He using you? How are you surrendering to that purpose? In Christ, I have been given the power. Literally, the Greek word for power that is given to all true believers in the Holy Spirit is dunamis, where we get our word dynamite. Now, that's pretty powerful, right? The dunamis of the Holy Spirit in me shines the light of God's truth and love. These are inseparable. His truth and love are inseparable, and we're to share them with the world. My life should reflect in every way that He is my Lord and that His truth and love comes through me in every motive, thought, decision, action, and relationship. That's how we honor God. That's how others can see Him. In this way, I am a witness, a testimony of his love and his humble authority, his servant leadership authority for others to see in every situation that I engage or encounter in my home, across the street, or around the world. You see, God has chosen to partner with us in truth and love to show the world who he is. The way we think, choose, act, and relate every moment of every day reveals who is Lord of your life, and it reflects positively and negatively on what others see of Jesus in us. How awesome is it that God chose us, you and me, to be a testimony of Jesus Christ to a lost and dying world? Do you realize, do you know your identity in him? So I got to ask a few questions here. What is your witness of Jesus Christ? Is it in line with his truth and his love according to Scripture, according to Christ's example? Is he Savior only and you live the way you like otherwise? That's not possible according to Scripture. Let me ask you another question. Do others know that he is Lord of your life? That your spouse, would he or she say that? Do your children, your family, your church, co-workers, acquaintances, even enemies, can they see Christ in you? Is your life a living witness of his grace, mercy, truth, and love in and through you so others might know him as Savior and Lord? Think about this. Because God values you and me so greatly as his temple, his workmanship, a personal witness of Christ, chosen and appointed to bear his kingdom and spirit fruit, and so much more, he has called and equipped us to be salt and light in this world. Matthew 5:13-14. This is one of the very first proclamations that Jesus made in his public ministry in what we have come to know as the Sermon on the Mount. If you doubt it, think of what those who heard him said at the end of his message. They were amazed because he spoke as one who had great authority. Matthew 7:28-29. You see, salt sharpens, enlivens, and preserves. Light illuminates, clarifies, and exposes. In some cases, we like salt and light, and in others, we don't. Let me say that again. There are some cases that we like salt and light, but there are cases when we don't. However, in both cases, God has a great and perfect purpose for us to be both salt and light to a sin-ridden, lost, and dying world. Sin must be exposed, truth must be revealed, and we are his witness to graciously make him known. Whatever you do, don't let your salt lose its saltiness, because then as Luke 14:34-35 tells us, it's good for nothing but to be tossed out in the manure pile. Don't let your light, his light in you, be dimmed and extinguished. Don't let fear of man or how others may react keep you from speaking his truth in love. Ephesians 4, I believe it is, tells us that we are to speak his truth and love, and in that way, we are to grow individually and collectively as his church. That's how we mature in Christ, speaking the truth in love, hearing the truth in love, not going, well, I'll speak this part of the truth, but there's some people here that have dealt with this problem, so we'll leave this out. The only way they're ever going to get through that problem is to hear that whole truth. When we give a partial truth, we are just as guilty of those who change the truth. I'm sorry, but we are just as guilty of itching ears when we exclude some of that truth, thinking we know better how to protect others from hearing it than God does. We are just as guilty as those who claim that everybody's forgiven and everybody's loved and everybody's going to heaven, because we are not giving them that salt and light that can help them see and know what it is they need to do. We are not being the witnesses and the testimony that we are called to be in our identity in Christ. He has a great purpose for you in his kingdom. Are you salt and light to those around you? Do they see Jesus as the way, the truth, and the life, and the only way to the Father? John 14:6. Through your life, through mine. As we conclude this second series on fulfilling the greatest commands, Mark 12:29-31, the first series was the names of God that began on October 18th and ran through the latter part of January with nearly 70 or so names to encourage us to know and love him more. So go back and look at that. I'm sorry, I may have the dates wrong on that. I was trying to think through that and I should have checked it, but go back through these podcasts and check that out. You'll find the names of God that started, I think, actually in late January, February, and worked our way up through this time. Then we had a bridge series on wisdom, truth, and love from God's word. That was just about a week. And then we've done this Identity in Christ series. The second one is the series on that we can plainly and graciously see that we are fully accepted, totally secure, and of great value and significance to God in Christ and by His Holy Spirit dwelling in us and through us. As we wrap up all of this, as it comes together in this final assurance of our great value to Him, He has reconciled us to Himself. We have an intimate, personal relationship with God in Christ and the Holy Spirit. And He has given us this same ministry to reconcile others, to share it with them. 2 Corinthians 5:17-21. Think about that. God has made you a brand new creation in Christ and has entrusted you with the gospel of Christ so that you can minister to and help others be reconciled to Him just as you are in Jesus Christ. You are made righteous in Christ. You are recreated to help reconcile others to this same new creation and righteousness in Him. Whatever else He entrusts to us in terms of time, wealth, abilities, opportunities, etc., the greatest thing that He can entrust us with is the eternal souls of men and women, so that we can point them to the reconciled relationship they can have individually and that we can have collectively as Christ's body, the church, with God in Christ. How absolutely awesome is our identity in Him. Wrap up today's food for thought with this, a few questions to reflect on our identity in Christ. How are you doing with this great trust that God has given you as a new creation in Christ? More than anything, He's entrusted you with the lives of other people. Do you know and are you sharing Christ, the great reconciler, with others so they can be in an intimate, loving, reconciled, and personal relationship with God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? Our action items, verse 2, you know them, you should. Read the scriptures in this episode and ask the Holy Spirit to teach us. Number 2, journal what you've learned about your identity in Christ in this message. Number 3, write down what it means for you to be a witness to Christ, salt and light of His truth and love. Number 4, take time to meditate on who you are as a new creation in Christ. If you have not accepted Him as Savior and Lord, find someone to talk to and find out more about that. You can contact me at loveandlordship@gmail.com. Loveandlordship@gmail.com. Now remember, tomorrow's another Family Foundation Friday with David Walls, Executive Director of Family Foundation. Please join us to stay informed and educated on those issues in our lives, communities, and culture that are being discussed and implemented in our policies and laws. We must be salt and light as Christians who are being used of the Lord and His Holy Spirit to impact not only our families and communities, but our culture and our government for His kingdom and glory. That's first and foremost. If it's not us, then who will? Invite your family and friends, loved ones, and even enemies to join us to hear this as well. And next week, we'll pick up with a new series, so you don't want to miss that. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for your prayers. Thanks always to the Lord. Make it a great day, and God bless in Christ. Stay tuned for Bill Reeser and Encounter next at 12:45. Greg Horn and Hope is here. I'm Greg Williams, and you're listening to the Authority of Love.